Curious somehow. I was going to follow around, but I stooped down to look at the tracks first. I didn't notice anything at first, but next I did. There was a cross in the left boot heel, made with big nails to keep off the devil. I was up in a second, shinning down the hill. I looked over my shoulder every now and then, but I didn't see nobody. I was at Judge Thatcher's as quick as I could get there. He said, "Why, my boy, you're all out of breath. Should you come for your interest?" "No, sir," I says. "Is there some for me?" "Oh, yes, a half yearly is in last night. Over $150. Quite a fortune for you. You better let me invest it along with your 6,000, because if you take it, you'll spend it." "Oh, no, sir," I says. "I don't want to spend it. I don't want it at all. Nor the 6,000 other. I want you to take it. I want to give it to you, the 6,000 and all." He looked surprised. He couldn't seem to make it out. He says,
"Why, what can you mean, my boy?"
I says, "Don't you ask me no questions about it, please. You'll take it, won't you?" He says,
"Well, I'm puzzled. Is something the matter?"
"Please take it," says I. "Don't ask me nothing. Then I won't have to tell no lies." He studied me a while, and then he says,
"Oh, I think I see. You want to sell all your property to me, not give it. That's the correct idea."
Then he wrote something on a paper and read it over and says,
"There, you see, it says, for a consideration.